Tips for strengthening your marriage. Words from Jesus.
Marriage is meant to be an example of the life that can be experienced when two people are committed, not only to each other, but also to me and my word and love. Your marriage can show others that you can still hold to your commitment with love and maintain a bond of trust, even when there are mistakes, disappointments, or failures. By my grace, you can still retain that respect and love for your spouse, even after years of being together. You can still laugh together and enjoy life's simple pleasures, even when things are busy or stressful. You can't fake a strong marriage, but you can fight for it. You can ask me to bless your marriage and to show you what areas of it are lacking and need to improve. You can fortify your marriage by striving to live in my word and pray that your marriage will manifest the fruits of my spirit and joy. It's not about being perfect or avoiding mistakes. It's about allowing my spirit to work in and through your marriage. When people see older couples who have remained together through the passage of time, it gives them hope that love can endure and mature. Many people in the world have changed their attitudes toward marriage in these last few decades, to the point that, in their minds, there is little that is sacred or beautiful about it. Marriages can happen in an instant and be annulled shortly thereafter. The importance of commitment has been downplayed, and emotions and putting oneself first have been elevated in its stead. The potential beauty in marriage is often downplayed, and this brings hopelessness and despondence for many young people. Your marriage can provide a living witness and evidence of my love to the world. It can be a way of letting your light shine to draw people to me, and as a reflection of my nature and love to the world and the people you reach with your witness. If your marriage needs an upgrade, ask me to fill your marriage with the attributes of the Spirit, with love, meekness, humility, patience, and gentleness, so that your marriage will exude happiness, joy, and love. I can transform your marriage and make all things new if you commit it to me. My Spirit can restore, revive, renew, and empower your relationship. Commit your marriage to me and trust in me to work in and through it to strengthen your relationship and make it a witness of my love. Working to overcome the challenges. Sadly, many people have a somewhat fatalistic attitude toward marriage. Many view marriage and even go into marriage with the idea that sooner or later the marriage will fail, the couple will become estranged, separated, divorced, or face some other seemingly irreparable problem that will tear down their union. Many lack hope and faith that a marriage can be strong and successful and weather the storms and challenges that all those who are in relationships inevitably face. Some have unrealistic expectations and don't go into marriage or long-term relationships from a point of commitment, regardless of what challenges arise. When it comes to how you live as Christians, I have called you to be countercultural, and not conform to the patterns and trends of this world. That includes striving to have fruitful, loving, and spiritually healthy marriages. This doesn't mean that you have to be perfect in everything and never have any problems or face any challenges, or that as a Christian you will never experience difficulties in your marriage. There are problems and difficulties and obstacles to hurdle in every sphere of life, because life is a testing ground and a learning process. To believe that because you're a Christian means that you will have perfect marriages is unrealistic. You're not perfect, and your spouse isn't perfect, so you can't do things perfectly. You're human, and thus flawed, and your relationships will also be flawed. The key is that you do your part to make your marriage work, and you fight together to change through prayer, godly counsel of others, honesty with each other, and dependence on me. So don't be afraid of problems, difficulties, tests, and challenges, but don't accept them as just the way life is. Problems may be par for the course in many aspects of life, but striving to overcome these is part of your Christian walk. The starting point for overcoming challenges in your marriage is to place importance and value on fighting for needed change and taking positive steps forward in your marriage. Struggles are not a sign that things are on the downgrade and that you might as well give up before they get worse. Struggles are often growing pains meant to mature your marriage and take you deeper in the areas of love, understanding, and communication. Investing in strengthening your marriage is important and necessary for building a fruitful, mature, and loving marriage. Giving and sacrifice in a marriage. Giving and sacrificing for your loved one without expecting anything in return is an important component of a good marriage. Unselfish love is foundational to making it work. It's human nature to feel that your unselfish actions need to be reciprocated. When that doesn't happen in the way you expect, or as much as you expect, you can start to feel frustrated or discouraged. But the point of giving from the heart is not to prod your husband or wife into doing more for you. It's to express your love to him or her and to add strength and depth to your marriage. Remember that your spouse needs you to be there for him or her. You are their friend in need, the one who knows the most about them and is in a special position to show them my unconditional love. He or she needs you to be there for them in times of difficulty and during the ups and downs, for better or for worse. Your spouse must be able to count on you to be the one to lean on, even during the times when they are at a low ebb. During the low times, you might not see immediate returns from your giving, but these times of patient love and endurance will enrich your relationship. Doing nice things for each other and having fun together are important, but times of sacrifice and loyalty during low periods add an extra depth to a relationship. Remembering those times when your spouse loved you in spite of your lacks and failings, when he or she gave from the heart, even though at the time you were struggling, will fortify your relationship. I will bless your sacrifices of love over the years and use them to strengthen your bonds of love. Putting God first in your marriage. The most important goal to strive for in your marriage is that I am at the center of your union and that you each keep me in first place in your life. The goal is not to have a perfect marriage or a marriage without a single argument, moment of friction, or negative remark. That's unrealistic and impossible. Your main goal, as in all other relationships, should be first and foremost to please me. You will please me by aiming to make your marriage a discipleship partnership as you work together to love and serve me. As you focus on striving to place me at the center of your marriage, you will find that the fruit will grow and I will bring the increase. I am the true husbandman, the worthy investor, the faithful steward, who, when you put in the effort for me, make sure that fruit is born. Your part is to make way for fruit by clearing away the weeds and cultivating the soil and watering your garden patiently and faithfully.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.